Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. The official start of the holiday season has come. Getaway Friday, November 26, 2021. Joined in studio by a gentleman who has been in the broadcast industry for quite some time. Did a show here on WWGH Radio for 2 years and about 2 months. Mike Wilson, having a good time with Mike this morning, and Mike will be with us this hour. And then take a little break while Pastor Whitaker's on. Then he'll be back to finish out the day with us from 12 to 1 today with the holiday-themed Family Feud and all kinds of holiday fun. Also joining us in the studio is the author of Three Pies Hot, a gentleman who's been on the show, spent Thanksgiving with us the other day, Turkey Stuffed with Pizza, Bob Welch, to decorate the WWGH Christmas tree. So, Bob, let Mike know the derivation of this whole topping of the WWGH Christmas tree.
I'm not sure where it started other than it might have been your idea. But I think a while back we were challenged to do a bust or a portrait of Florence Harding in a pizza, which we did.
We did.
Then I think you said, well, couldn't we have something for the Christmas tree? And I thought, well, yeah, we could do it. We could do something for the Christmas tree. So there's Florence Harding. There you go.
I don't have a picture of that. Well, here's the thing.
Send me.
You want to know the truth?
You've got the pizza.
Let me tell you this, Bob. Here's the story on the whole thing. Now, you might have to help me with this because it's becoming a problem. You made a head of Florence Harding with a pizza.
Yes.
It was a real pizza.
It was a real pizza, okay. Decorated with real pizza toppings.
Now, when you brought it to me, though, unlike the pizza crust that I signed, it was still edible.
It was edible.
It was edible. Now, here's what happened. I went to like 3 different people and I said, how do you take something that's edible and seal it so it will never go bad? And nobody knows. Okay, so it's in my refrigerator. And it's never been sealed, but I did look at it the other day. It's still, I mean, you couldn't eat it now.
No, it
would spoil. It would be, it'd make you ill.
There's probably different colors on it.
But no, you know, oddly enough, I think because it's been refrigerated the entire time, it just looks dried out. But it doesn't.
More realistic then.
Yeah, kind of like Florence herself, a little dried out. But so I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to throw it away. And it even became a topic yesterday at Thanksgiving because my refrigerator was full. And they said, why do you have this pizza box in your refrigerator? And I said, well, that's the head of Florence Harding in my refrigerator. I don't know what to do with it, Bob. What can I give this back to you so you can shellac it or something? I don't know. What do you do? I don't want to throw it away because I do think it's like one of those Ohio oddities, and I want to hang it in the studio, but I don't know. I'm afraid if I take it out of the fridge, it'll go funky.
Well, we could shellac it, which is what we did here with the pizza star here for the topping of the tree.
So how do you shellac something?
The easiest way to do it is to just buy a can of spray shellac. And just, you know, hold it up and spray it in multiple layers.
Now, where do you buy this at?
I bought it at Michael's Arts and Crafts store.
So, I mean, is it like 10 bucks, 20 bucks?
About $9.99.
$9.99. So what do I do? Because I am not crafty.
So you could go to any art supply store or Michael's. And just buy, probably even any paint store even would probably carry it as well. Spray shellac.
Spray shellac.
And probably maybe even a hardware store, you know.
So, okay, I get Florence out because she's still in there. And what do I do?
I would let her come to room temperature at least.
Okay.
And make sure it's semi-dry, no condensation on it, maybe pat it dry with a paper towel or something. And then spray it, just like you would be spray painting something else.
Now, how do you spray the back, though? Because I'd be afraid to pick it up without it falling apart.
Yeah, that's a problem. You might get some little grid, like a grate or something, and spray it from underneath.
So how long does it take to dry?
Typically, for initial coats, 10 to 12 minutes, but, you know, 1 hour for a good...
So very deal. Quickly.
But like this WWGH Star pizza topper, it's got multiple layers on it.
Oh, my, look at this.
it is made out of pizza crust with... And the WWGH in green there is pizza crust that was dyed green and then rolled out...
Oh, Mike, take a picture of this.
Yeah, we got to get this.
We got to get a picture. Now, this is the new WWGH tree topper. One time an edible piece of material.
One time. In fact, you know, the dog has been sniffing around it constantly.
Really? Let me feel this shellacked item. I'm interested in this. Okay.
So you can feel the
you want to take a picture of that, Mike?
Yeah, there you go. We want that. Okay.
All right. Now, this is, and you've got, it looks like a toilet paper roll stuck up in
a paper towel roll that I...
Well, that works.
That I reduced down to about finger size so that you could actually put the tree, the tree stem...
Oh, boy, I could get high off of this star here. Holy mackerel.
It has been airing out for a while because it is potent as far as the shellac. Yeah.
So it's 12 minutes, I shellac Florence, and she'll be good to go.
I think Florence, with especially with the hot pepper curling hair there, might take more than one coating.
Okay. Do I need to do this outside?
You can smell it right now. You recommend to do it outside.
Yeah, probably in the garage or something like that this time of year. Now, what is this green? Is that the...
Well, originally, I was... putting a number one on the back, which is hard to do while you're baking, and it got a little mudged out of the way there. But it also, I baked it on some cookie toppings of silver there, so it had glitter on the back as well.
Oh, very nice.
But the number one on the back kind of got smudged away as I smoothed out the dough.
Now, I do want to say that this is our eighth Christmas. So for seven Christmases, as our tree is right now, there's a Santa hat on top of the tree, and that's what we've always done. But now this is now the official WWGH tree topper. So here you go, Bob. This is what the official start of the Christmas season is. This is just like Rockefeller Center, what they do there. All right, Mike has now taken off the Santa hat. And we are now going to top the WWGH Christmas tree with the pizza dough in the shape of a star with WWGH written on it in green. The official tree. Oh, man. We're having trouble now. We're sticking branches in...
your tree needs more vitamins.
Oh, no. The tree... The tree might come down. This might be more than a tree topping. It might be a tree downing. All right. Now, the star is almost atop the WWGH Christmas tree. Almost, I say. It's coming. Now, there are branches being relocated at this point and all kinds of things happening. Oh, my. It's a production here in the studio, Mike. Now that... This is truly a Christmas moment, is it not, Mike?
It sure is.
It's the holidays here at WWGH Radio. The tree is almost there.
Do you have a rubber band?
A rubber band. Wouldn't you know? Let's see. What do we have here that we could use? I don't know, Mike. What do you think?
I don't know.
We have... this star is very heavy, is what we've learned. Is there anything in that cup?
It's probably about...
A pound. round. Did you? No. A rubber band.
A green one.
A rubber band has been found in a cup here at the studio.
Would you like some McDonald's salt?
Yeah. It's where we keep the McDonald's salt here in the studio. My goodness, the holidays are here. They certainly, certainly are.
Now, you're going to have to be careful how you store that, Scott. Make sure it doesn't get broken.
Well, no, we certainly don't want it broken. Are we still having problems? Let me see that star, Bob.
I have a solution. I'm going to give you a different tree ornament.
You have an ornament?
I don't know if you can hear me, but Eric was out hunting the other day.
Uh-huh.
And he was approached by two men in a pickup truck.
Oh, boy.
And they said they had something for you, a dog collar.
A dog collar?
A dog collar.
And so oh, my.
A dog collar.
There is a dog collar here. I don't think you're going to collect $1,000 for that one.
Well, Eric had listened to the show. And
did he?
He knew what it should look like, and it did not look like this with little spikes on
it. No, let me see that. Let me see that. Let's see here. Whoa, there we go, across the studio. All right, now. This has skulls on it, doesn't it?
Being a
get a picture of this, Mike. You're in the studio.
Hold on. But he took it anyway.
Picture time in a radio studio. Here we go.
Just hold up to the microphone so people can see it.
That's right.
But we could use this dog collar.
This is a dog.
Fasten the star to the tree.
Could we? Well, give me that star back. I'm going to take another picture with this because I want to let people know the heft of it. All right, you ready, Mike?
Oh, hold on.
For another
pick. Back the camera here.
This is a hefty.
Probably about a pound. But, I mean, it's pizza dough. What do you want?
All right. Okay?
All right.
I think we got it.
Okay, now we've got a dog collar, and we've got a star that can go on top of the tree. Now, who knew this would be such a process here this morning? Getting the WWGH star atop the WWGH official Christmas tree. Holy mackerel. We're having a time here. Does anybody have any ideas? Hey, by the way, Sarah, do you want the book or do you want the zoo light tickets? 740-383-9944. We have a shellacked 1 pound dough star going atop the WWGH Christmas tree, I say. Holy mackerel. Well, Mike, you did some good picture taking there.
Oh, yeah. Did I send them all?
Well, you didn't send them all. You sent the first three.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's good. You did a nice job here.
Well,
you got
you.
The Christmas ornaments in the picture on the table there. It looks like a real Christmas celebration galore here.
Scott Spears. Here we go. Did I send the one with him placing it on the tree?
Yes, I do have the one placing, Bob, placing it on the tree. Bob is forever the creator of the WWGH Christmas star.
Now you should have all the pictures I've taken.
Let's see here. Yes, there I am with the dog collar. Not Harding's dog collar, by the way. That hasn't been recovered. But the Christmas star, yes, there is the Christmas star. My goodness.
Could be a lot like, the Howard Hughes will. There might be a lot of imitators out there.
Well, I'm sure there will be as time goes on. You know, Bob, let me see that star one more time. Because, Mike, I want you to take a picture. Make sure you get the balls in the picture this time. Well, it's not Christmas without balls. That's what they say. Ornaments, Mike, ornaments. You thought Mrs. Claus was all frisky earlier and all kinds of things. Now, make sure you get the ornament like the first time. You did a good job with that.
Oh, these ornaments?
Yeah, they were kind of in the foreground of the picture here.
Here we go. There we go.
Now, let me see that one. Send that one all over.
I will send that over.
We'll see that, but let's see if that's presentable before. Because I think once we get this on the tree, we'll never be able to take it down. The way this is going, it'll be up there forever. Might have to shellac it to the tree.
Okay, see if that meets your
liking. Did it travel on over?
It should have.
Well, the star's in front of my face there, Mike.
There's a reason for that, Scott.
Is that what that's all about? let's give her one more shot.
You didn't like that one.
No, you know.
I'm used up on my film here, you know.
What do you got, a Fuji Kodak over over there. You're running through the thing.
Okay. We want to get the ornaments.
The ornaments and the tree, not in front of my face like this number that we just did.
Okay, let's try this right here.
Photo Matt Worthy.
There we go. And now the star will go atop the tree here.
It might not stay, but...
It might not stay, but it'll be up there for a minute. All right, let's see this picture if it's worthy of the WWGH Christmas celebration that we're having here this morning. There, that's very good.
Is that good?
Oh, that's good. Okay. And it's got all the shiny ornaments in front of everything here. This is a real celebration going on, but yet... I think it's up there.
Is it staying?
Oh, man. Better watch out. It's the holiday time here at WWGH Radio. I believe the tree has been topped here. Maybe.
As long as the tree doesn't fall over, we're good.
It's there.
It's there. I'm putting a...
We're bracing this star at the particular moment. 36 minutes past the hour here, Mike. You didn't realize there was going to be such excitement here this morning.
No, I did not.
You didn't realize. Boy, oh boy. Rockefeller Center ain't got nothing on us. Forever the shellacked with a dog collar wrapped around it. Oh, my. Jeez Louise. All right, we'll take a picture of the old tree there, Mike. With the holidays have officially started.
There you go.
Yes.
That one to him.
The holidays have officially started here at WWGH Radio. The photo bulbs are going off. The tree is topped. It is the holiday season. It truly is a moment to behold here at WWGH Radio. The star is atop the tree. What a moment it is. Holy mackerel. Now the Santa hat can...
find another place for it.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll, you know, this is one of these... I think this came from George Kasotis as well. You know, you just do one of those numbers and... then you're in the holiday spirit.
No, when I lived in Marion,
that's nice.
Tenants had left behind a Christmas tree, a small one, which we ended up hanging from the ceiling since there was a hole in the ceiling. And so we had a year-round Christmas tree hanging from the ceiling of our apartment.
Did you? Hanging from the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look for you, Mike. You know that's not a hat, don't you?
It is now.
My Lord.
It's what you make it.
See, now let's take the star off again, and I'll take a picture with the hat on.
No, we're not taking the star comes down December 6th.
The star will be up there for years to come. We'll have to take one in the break. That looks nice. The WWGH Christmas tree is ready to go. Well, it's officially the holidays now for all of you listening at home.
And I've got another holiday thing for you.
Or do you?
Picking up from last Wednesday.
All right.
The answer is number 20 of the contest there. It occurred to me on the way home.
20?
Who the 20th TV celebrity.
Oh, really?
From Columbus was.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I've got it this time. He lived down the block from me growing up, you know, and I... blocked him out.
Now let me announce people. Let's see if Mike can get this. He's a historian, real quick. What we did was I compiled a list of the top 20 Columbus, Ohio broadcasters of all time for Family Feud. Now let me run down the list just so you don't repeat an answer here. But we've got 19 of them, and nobody can come up with number 20. Now here's what we've got. We've got Flippo, Jimmy Crum, Doug Adair, Joe Holbrook, Dave Kaler, Angela Pace, Jim Ganahl, Ben Gelber, Ted Williams, Spook Beckman, Colleen Marshall, Fritz the Night Owl, Lucy Gastaway from Lucy's Toy Shop, Mona Scott, Cabot Ray, Jerry Revish, Chris Bradley, Sally Flowers, and Mary Ann Michaels. There's one that nobody has been able to get 15 on the list.
What about Jerry Razor?
No, not Jerry Razor. No, no Jerry Razor.
Gene Fullen.
Not Gene Fullen. Darn it! Oh, man. Well, and the table's on the floor now. Bob leveled the table.
Was this a newscaster or...
No, these were the hints I was giving the other day, because I really wanted somebody to get this right. It's not a newscaster. It's not a weatherman. It's not a sports person. It was a personality. Kind of in the vein of Flippo and Fritz the Night Owl and Lucy Gastaway.
Had he been? Had you interviewed this person?
I have interviewed this person.
Okay.
Do you know it?
Did he have a? Did he have something to do with a camel?
Absolutely.
Okay. I can't think of his
name. You're sliding in here.
Camel.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Now, does anybody know that? You can get in on the competition here. Mike has. Does anybody know the camel in Columbus, Ohio television history? 740-383-9944. I'm curious to see if anybody remembers this. Now, Bob, you'll have to go on YouTube and search the name of this person. You'll see the whole interview. This person has since went on to their reward. But I did a television interview when I was doing a television show with this person. And they actually brought the camel, the original camel that was on television back in those days.
Casper.
Yeah, you got it. Casper the camel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if the caller got it. Because I doubt they got the delay. Go ahead, caller.
So an afternoon show called Casper the Camel.
Casper the Camel. Now, did you watch that when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. And I'll tell you something else. There was a teacher in Marion. His name was Morris Klein. He was a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the music for that on the organ.
Really? Morris had a Marion connection.
I guess.
Well, hey, just so people understand, now, how, because I don't think people get, how popular was Casper the Camel in its day?
Probably not as popular as Flippo.
No, but it was definitely something people came home and watched.
Right, and it was about the same time frame as Flippo, too.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for remembering that.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so our friend Pat is definitely going into the competition, getting Casper the Camel. People have forgotten that show, and that makes me sad because people didn't forget Flippo, and they didn't forget Fritz, and they didn't forget Lucy Gastaway, but... Oh! He shot me right in the lips with this rubber band. Gee, whiz, Mike. What is wrong with you?
The holiday spirits.
So, in any event... Casper was a big deal, and actually at one point, because this was the early days of television, the 1950s, the people from Network came down to the local station here and said, we want to make that a national show, and I believe he tells the story of why it didn't happen, but it was very well thought of.
Now, that was WTVN Channel 6, wasn't it?
It was WTVN at that point, before it became WSYX, WTVN. But that camel was one of the most popular things. Because I met Casper, and the camel was there. You know, he still had it. I'll tell you a story about this. Casper, his name was Sky Lucy,
the ventriloquist.
who did Casper the Camel. He had really been in long retirement when I became aware of him. And I found out where he lived, and he lived down on Home Road in Delaware.
Oh, okay.
So I called him up, and I said, do you mind if I come over? I'd like to talk to you about doing an interview. And he said, no. He said, that's fine. He said, I got some pictures I can show you from the show. And he said, I don't really have much left because it's been 40 years at this point, and I'm an older guy living alone now, but I do have some pictures. And I said, okay. So I get in the car, and I drive down that night to Home Road, and I go, a little tiny apartment he was living in, you know, the older guy. And I go in, and he's showing me these pictures of him with Santa Claus. Now, here's a question for you. Does anybody remember who was on Casper the Camel? Because, obviously, the camel was not just the show. There was an anchor who talked to the camel every day. Now, this was actually a very popular person on WTVN, very popular anchor, who kind of did the kids show. He would talk to, kind of like, who was Flippo's guy, Immel?
Dan Immel.
Yeah, kind of like a Dan Immel. He would come in and he would talk to Casper the Camel every day like he was a real person. But in any event, I'm sitting in this apartment, tiny, very, you know, the living room and the kitchen were the same area. nondescript. And we talk, and I said to him at one point, I said, well, how many Casper the Camels were there? Because usually, like I had talked to Chuck White at one point, who did all the puppets on Lucy's Toy Shop, and he said, oh, there are a lot of them. He said, I got the originals in a storage, but they, you know, they get old after a while, and you have to reduplicate them. So I'm talking, and he says, no, there's only ever been one Casper the Camel. We never reduplicated it because the show was only on for about 5 years. And I said, well, what happened to it? Does Channel 6 have it? He goes into the bedroom and comes out with a bowling bag. And out of the bowling bag comes Casper the Camel. And he still had that. He told me he wanted to be buried with it, but I did find out from his ex-wife he was not buried with Casper the Camel. I don't know what happened to Casper, but he was not buried with Casper the Camel, which is unfortunate. That's what happens when your ex-wife takes care of your burial plans.
Out there on eBay.
Yeah, they don't go over very well. But people have forgotten that show, and that's so unfortunate. Do you remember Casper the Camel now that we...
I remember it.
Yeah. You have to watch that interview. It's a great, great interview. And he brings out the camel, and it's just a lot of fun. Casper the Camel. I'm trying to remember the name. It might have been Gene Fullen, who was the... No, I know who it was now. Chuck Newsom.
Okay, I know that name, yeah.
Chuck Newsom was the guy who used to talk to Casper the Camel. But that's the story. Casper the Camel.
And I used your interview. I did a program on early television in Morrow County, which would have been the Columbus stations, and I used your interview as part of that.
Oh, with Casper?
Yeah.
It's the only one that was ever done, because a funny thing about that, in the early days of television, there was no internet, obviously, and people remembered Casper the Camel, but they had no idea who voiced him, because why would he be shown? So nobody had any idea who Casper the Camel was, and Channel 6 had no idea, because that was 40 years earlier, and nobody was left from that era. So all they knew was Casper the Camel. So it took a long time to find out that Sky Lucy was actually the voice of that, and tracked him down and did that interview. And it's a fun interview to watch. He was a very nice man. I like Sky quite a bit.
I'm just disappointed. I thought for sure it was Gene Fullen.
Gene Fullen.
But he had done the Bowling for Dollars.
With Sally Flowers.
And he was also their Santa Claus whenever they did Christmas parties.
You know, I think he was on Casper the Camel as Santa Claus.
Might have been.
Because I think I have a picture of them together. Are there any of the big personalities left? Flippo's dead. Jimmy Crumb's dead. Sky Lucy's dead. Lucy's gone. Fritz is still around, but not in the greatest of health, my understanding is. But I don't know, are there any of those people left of that era? Doug Adair's gone?
Probably not. I mean, that's quite some time ago, those people you're talking about, so probably not a lot of them.
Isn't it interesting none of them really ever worked again? Never really had another... Yeah, I would have thought a lot of them may have had a career in radio somewhere, but none of them ever really resurfaced anywhere. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bob, this is exciting that we've got the tree topped finally, strapped with a dog collar. Who would have ever thunk?
Didn't plan it that way, but it worked out all right.
It worked out okay.
You wanted some glitter up there, so the dog collar adds some glitter.
It does. It does add some glitter. So the ornament, it was Gene Fullen.
Gene Fullen.
Gene Fullen. How about that? We got a dog collar ornament on the tree. We'll see if the dog collar shows back up. Mike, are you just taken in with the tree?
I am. It's beautiful.
And the tree topper?
And you know what? That topper is one of a kind. I'm sure there's not another one anyplace else.
No. That will never show up.
It's nice. It's beautiful.
It's the second one I made, but the first one, it was experimental, and it fell apart, and it has been destroyed. So this is truly a one of a kind.
One of a kind. Christmas tree topper here at WWGH Radio. My goodness. You know, can you shellac a fruitcake? You probably don't need to.
You don't. If it's made properly with enough alcohol, you don't need to.
No, you don't need to shellac those things. I'd try to hang a Christmas tree on that tree, but I know it'd pull the whole thing down and the tree would be on the ground. And what would you be able to do then? Nothing. We would be able to do nothing. Fruitcakes have become a big thing here.
I enjoy them, as long as they got the right amount of
they need something
in them.
They definitely need some help. Well, did Sarah leave her radio? Because she's supposed to call in and let us know. Does she want a copy of Three Pies Hot, or does she want a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo? Sarah, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear what you want, and that way we can send it your way. And remember, Christmas cards, WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. Send us a card, put your return address on it, we'll read it on the air, we'll hang it in the studio, and we will send you a card back. That's how we will do that this year, and that's how we've done that every year here at WWGH Radio. But it was good to hear Casper the Camel finally topped off that long-time list of the top 20 Columbus, Ohio television personalities. Do you have another Christmas category there, Mike, to round out this hour? Do you think we can get it done in 10 minutes?
Well, let's see if we have a short one here. Here's one with only three.
Three answers.
All right. Top three answers on the board. The category is another name for Santa.
Oh, that's good. Another name for Santa. Only three answers. Now, Pat's in this because he got Casper the Camel. So we've got Pat is in the competition, but we can get three other people in before the next drawing here, right before 11 o'clock. Another name for Santa Claus. Right?
Right, exactly.
Another name for Santa Claus, 740-383-9944. Now, there are a few of those I can think of.
Oh, there are several. This is only three of them.
Only three of them. Well, let's see if this person knows one of the three. Go ahead, caller.
How about St. Nick?
Number one answer.
All right.
St. Nick. Thank you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Mary gets in with St. Nick. That is one of them. There are still two remaining answers. Another name for Santa Claus. Guy's got a lot of aliases.
He does.
He does. Go ahead, caller.
He just took mine.
Oh.
Oh, come on. You can come up with another one.
Got another one?
Oh.
Nope. She left us. Got to be quick on the draw here at this station. St. Nick. One of them. Two remain. Another name for Santa Claus. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Kris Kringle.
Number two.
Kris Kringle. Thank you, Ralph.
Uh-huh.
Ralph gets in with Kris Kringle. One more. So we've got St. Nick, Kris Kringle, and one more name. Another name for Santa Claus is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
I've heard him referred to as the Jolly Old Elf.
That's a good one, Adam, but it's not on the list.
Okay. In some German songs, he's called Fleeskind, which means Christ child, but...
Fleeskind?
Yeah, in the Rudolph, the German version of Rudolph, it's Christkind, or Christkind would be the more Americanization, which means Christ child, but it's actually referring to Santa.
So why are you watching the German version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I took German in school, and we sang German Christmas carols. That was actually my favorite part of German when we sang.
Well, give me a little German Christmas carol.
Stille Nacht. Einsam Wacht, something like that. That's Silent Night. Because a lot of Christmas carols actually were German.
Yes, that's true.
It's hard to enunciate all the guttural sounds of German on the phone, but the Stille Nacht, that's certainly one of the big ones.
How do you say Merry Christmas in German?
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten?
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten.
The R is, it's sort of between a roll, like a Spanish R, and a more guttural R, so it's Frohe. Which means happy, or in Europe they say Happy Christmas.
All right.
Oh, well, happy or merry, and Weihnachten is Christmas.
Weihnachten.
Weihnachten. Weihnachten. A little bit of a, you gotta like clear your throat a little
bit.
Weihnachten.
Weihnachten.
Knocked is night.
Weihnachten.
So night is part, because German has a lot of compound words formed from different parts.
Well, that's very, do you know any Christmas carols more than like four words in German?
I knew Rudolph, but I'd have to look at the words. It's Rudolph mit rote Näschen, which means Rudolph with a little red nose. Hatte eine Lampe rot. That one I know, which rot meaning red.
All right.
The Hirschlein. Yeah, I know those three. I know those three lines. I can't think of the rest, but that was one time when I liked Christmas. I like the singing in general, but the German Christmas carols were a lot of fun. And I think it's actually a good way to learn a language, because you have fun, you see how words are formed. It's something I think should be done in every language class.
All right.
It was, I remember, even though it was, God knows, 45 years ago. All right, see you later, guys.
Okay. All right. Adam, or he's got an alias, too, the windpipe.
That's why. Or the computer guy.
Or the windpipe. So we've got Pat and Mary and Ralph in looking for one more name for Santa Claus. Now we've got Saint Nick and... What was the other one we do have?
I was trying to take a nap over here, sorry. Chris Kringle.
Chris Kringle, still one left. Go ahead.
Did anybody guess Chris Kringle?
Yes, we've got Chris Kringle.
Oh, okay.
So we've got Chris Kringle and Saint Nick, one left, one answer. Now, Bob, you didn't look at the paper there, did you?
Unfortunately, I did.
You did, so you know what the answer is.
I know what the answer is.
But would you have?
But I think I was in the ballpark to begin with, anyway.
Really, you would have guessed that.
Well, they do use the term in the Rudolph cartoon. That's popular.
Yeah, really?
They do.
Now the Grinch is on tonight at 8 o'clock. Now that's the one I really like. I think it's on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Another Burr Lives.
No.
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Father Christmas.
That's it. That is number three.
Now, did you really think that up?
Yes, I did. And you wonder why I'm not nice to you. That's kind of condescending there, Scott.
No, what are you having for dinner tonight?
By the way, I would like the book, please.
The book? Now, Bob's here. Do you want Bob to autograph the book?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Well, Bob, there you go. You're getting one of the gold editions here. It's S-A-R-H... S-A-R-A-H?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, to our friend Sarah, the bus driver.
Can I give a shout-out to a couple friends?
Yeah, go right ahead, because I'm going to try to find a pen. Oh, here's a Sharpie, Bob. This might go better.
Thank you, Lee, for the nice compliment. I heard what you said. And even if it's not steeped in any real truth, because I cannot carry a tune in a bucket, I have a very nasally voice, I think. And Judy C., thank you for the book.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, Sarah, you can get this between 12 and 1 today or any day next week between 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sarah got the book. And well, by the way, if you win this hour and want the other book we have here, Bob will autograph it before he leaves.
And I'm leaving soon.
And he's leaving soon. He's had enough of us. This whole 3-day period has been difficult for Bob.
I have another life.
No. Bob's going to bring us back a shellacked fruitcake before it's all over with to hang on the tree.
Now, going back to Rudolph, you know there were Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph. But who was the 10th reindeer? It's mentioned in the song.
Blitzed?
No.
Did you say Blitzen? No, don't say that with such disdain in your
Blitzen.
Voice. Oh, I thought you said Blitzen.
There was a 10th reindeer that's mentioned in the song Rudolph.
Oh, okay. Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a female.
Must have missed that.
Yeah. You know, Olive, the other reindeer.
Oh, boy. Comedy's crucial here at the holidays. The other name for Santa Claus. We still don't have it.
Yes, we did.
Did we?
We just got it.
Oh, excuse me.
Where were you?
Well, I didn't show up for rehearsal this morning. I missed the whole book. The whole thing.
Well, do you know why, when Jesus was born, there was only 25 letters in the alphabet.
Why's that?
There was no L.
Aye, aye, aye.
Let me write that one down.
All right, we got to do a drawing here. We only got 4 this hour, but you can get the book and Bob will autograph that very quickly, or the Zoo Light tickets. 1 to 4. Give me a number.
Oh, between 1 and 4.
Oh, man.
So 76 doesn't fit in there.
Okay. No.
Let's try... 3.
What do we got here? We got, that's interesting. We got our friend Pat, who got the Casper question. Pat, do you want an autographed copy of Three Pies Hot, or do you want the Columbus Zoo ticket? You got to call us back right now, though, because Bob is heading out of here. And, Bob, we thank you so much for the tree topper. That does mean a lot, and we will keep that forever in a box, and it will go in our Christmas collection. What a beautiful thing that is. One-of-a-kind things always mean more, and I've said this for many years. I was decorating my tree last night, and I pulled out that crochet snowman that I got 20 years ago when I was working in a shoe store in college that was crocheted by an older lady there, and I thought of her again last night as I put it up on the tree. All right, Pat, are you out there? Give us a call back here quickly, 740-383-9944. The autographed copy of Three Pies Hot or the tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Go ahead, caller.
I'll do the zoo tickets there, Scott.
Zoo tickets. You got it, Pat. Thank you. Let me do this. If anybody wants a copy of the autographed book, call in right now. I'm going to give you, because I know we're on a delay here, I'll give you 90 seconds. 90 seconds. If you want an autographed copy, gold edition, we have one more here.
What's that phone number?
Of Three Pies. Oh, you want a copy of this book, Mike? We can make that happen for you. An autographed copy of Three Pies Hot, the gold edition, 500 limited edition. Sarah's got one here. If you would like one, 90 seconds, and if not, it's going to go to Mike here. I got to get Pat's zoo tickets.
And they are available at the Marion County Historical Society bookstore as well, if they're open. I don't know if they're open.
Oh, there you go. They're over at
the bookstore does have them as well.
Very nice. So, if anybody wants one, give me a call. This is I'm in the holiday spirit right now. I'm willing to give a copy of this book away to anybody who is of great interest. I guess you can message me online or give us a call here, 740-383-9944. All right. Well, I tell you what, we are going to break here. We've got the pastor spot coming up next hour. Then Mike's going to come back at noon, and we're going to wrap this up with Family Feud and gift giveaways. Don't you dare go anywhere.
So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and turned around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and